Good afternoon. A lot of clouds around, just some breaks of sunshine as a front slowly tracks north through northern New York and New England. To the south of the front, a southerly wind flow will push temperatures well into the 50s and even into the lower 60s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, across into southern New England. While to the north of the front, in the northernmost parts of New York and New England, high temperatures will stay in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clouds will be more common along the front in the northern part of the region as well, and a few showers cannot be ruled out. Tonight, that front will slide back down to the south and through the region with cloudy skies and scattered showers, some snow showers in the mountains. Also areas of fog with lows ranging from the lower 30s across the higher terrain to the lower to mid 40s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and the rest of the region. For tomorrow, with that front staying off to the south, clouds will be common with a cool rain in a lot of areas as a wave of low pressure moves through, and temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 40s. In fact, cooler air yet will flow in on Wednesday with a northeast breeze. It'll be cloudy with a cold rain, maybe even some pockets of freezing rain across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, especially with highs staying near 40 degrees. On Thursday, as the front lifts back through, we'll be into the upper 40s with just a few scattered showers. And then the next front will approach on Friday. Out ahead of it, even milder with highs back into the middle and upper 50s, scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. And that'll leave us dry with partly sunny skies for the weekend with highs in the middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued along the Canadian border from Washington State through Idaho and Montana. Accumulations will be relatively minor, with 1 to 2 inches below 2,500 feet and 2 to 4 inches above 2,500 feet. Meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions will be in place with a very dry air mass across much of the southwest. Temperatures are forecast to warm into the 80s to 90s across parts of the region, with wind gusts near 40 miles per hour and relative humidity values in the single digits. Rapid growth and spread is likely with any fires that start. These conditions will remain in place through at least the middle of this week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Nine Mile Bridge, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 82 set in 1921, and the record low 14 in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:27 p.m., 12 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few rain or snow showers today, and highs holding in the 40s. Cloudy, with rain and snow showers tonight, and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with a cool rain and temperatures holding in the 40s. More cold rain on Wednesday, maybe even some freezing rain in spots. in the lower 40s. And Thursday back to the upper 40s with just a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Milder on Friday with scattered showers in the upper 50s. Breezy, a little bit cooler for the weekend, but dry with a mix of sun and clouds both days and highs in the middle 50s for Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.